Good morning, everybody. Glad to have you with me today. I have a guest that if you have small children, you probably know who she is, but you may not realize it. Jane O'Connor, who is the author of a series of children's books that are called Fancy Nancy, and it's a whole series of books, together with her partner in crime, her illustrator, Robin Price Glasser. They have created a wonderful series of books that are picture books aimed at young children. So, Jane, so glad you're with me today.
Thank you, Barbara. I'm really pleased to be talking to you.
Yeah, you know, I my kids are grown, as I know yours are, but when they were young, you know, these kinds of books really were just so important to them. So I understand how important they are. I guess in a nutshell, for those who may not have little kids or may not have maybe older like me and have grown kids and haven't caught on yet to the Fancy Nancy phenomenon, summarize a little bit what those series is about, who Fancy Nancy is.
Sure. Fancy Nancy is a little girl who loves to be fancy, not just in concocting these wild outfits and accessorizing them to death, but also using fancy words. She wants to learn French as soon as possible.
Oh, absolutely.
Everything in French sounds fancy.
Yes.
And she is really a hothouse orchid in a family of daisies.
Mm-hmm.
Prince and her little sister are kind of jeans and t-shirt types.
Right.
And they appreciate her unique style, ability, but her parents, when she goes overboard, always kind of rein her in.
Right, right. Yeah, and you know, I think, I know for me the appeal is that I kind of was Fancy Nancy when I was a little girl and liked, and of course I learned French, but I think there's a lot of kids out there that even in their heads they're Fancy Nancy, even if they don't feel they can express it, she's expressing it for them.
I think that's very true, and like you, I too, when I was a little girl, loved to get all dressed up. When my grandmother and great aunts used to come to visit on Sundays, I'd greet them at the door in a pink tutu and a cape, and I was dripping jewelry and wearing a pair of my mom's high heels, and you know, I thought I looked sensational.
Yeah. Yeah, and I did that. My sister and I, she was fancy also. She's way fancier than I am now, even as a grown woman. But we used to put on ballets. You know, we'd dress up in our mother's nightgowns and put on some classical music and dance ballets and make my parents sit and watch and everything.
So,
I wish I'd had this book. I would have felt so validated. But really, I mean, and of course, that's the latest book, which is all about, it's the Mermaid Ballet, which, oh, golly, I don't know. Did you take a little, is this a little nod to Black Swan?
No.
Does the mermaid go nuts? And
a Fancy Nancy and her best friend, both want to be chosen as mermaids in this picture book, which is Fancy Nancy and the Mermaid Ballet. And they're sure they're going to get the parts because they play mermaid all the time, and they pretend that this kiddie pool is their lagoon, which is a fancy kind of lake, and they turn their clubhouse into something they call Mermaid Mansion. But the parts they get are not the parts that they have yearned for.
Yes.
And there's another little twist to it. And I wanted to write a story about dance because so many little girls are in dance.
Mm-hmm.
And also because Robin Price Glasser, the illustrator, was a professional ballerina.
Yes.
Her second career, which is as a children's book illustrator, and she's been dying for me to do a book that involved dancing and ballet,
sure.
And it just took me a while to get the right story.
Yeah, well, and of course, I know that she was a dancer, and so I'm sure that this was something that was really near and dear to her heart, and you guys seem to have such a wonderful working relationship together.
Yeah, we didn't know each other before the first book.
Mm.
It was our editor, Margaret Anastas at HarperCollins, who put us together. Margaret, when I gave in my manuscript, wanted Robin and only Robin. But as we've worked on so many books together, Robin and I have a very close collaboration. We sometimes feel as if we're sharing one brain.
I think that's wonderful. What a great thing. I'm speaking with Jane O'Connor. She's the author of Fancy Nancy and the Mermaid Ballet, the latest in the series of Fancy Nancy books. And you guys this time around have added something really cool. So you've brought in an app that kids can download or parents can download for their kids. And tell us a little bit about that, because I haven't seen that yet really in the realm of really young children's books.
It's not connected to this new book.
Mm-hmm.
December, the App Store started offering Dress Up, which is a Fancy Nancy app in which you can concoct thousands of mix and match ensemble for now. And it's loads of fun. It's been very popular. And just yesterday, a second app was made available that's called Explorer Extraordinaire. And in this new one, you can visit all the different places in Fancy Nancy's world. And in each, there's a kind of search and find game going on.
Wow.
And you can move around the scenes. It's hard to describe, but it's pretty amazing when you actually do it. And they're both very simple. They must be, because I was able to play.
To navigate. I know. Yeah. And what a wonderful use of the technology out there in a way that is educational and fun and stimulating. And because I know, when I was a kid, we had, the dolls. And of course, when my daughter was little, a lot of the books came with a doll. I guess this is taking it one more step further to it. And they can really sort of, anybody I think who's subscribed to even an online magazine can understand the fun of having an app where you can really delve into the world of the characters.
It's a different experience. It's not that it at all replaces reading with a child, but it's really fun.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, you've also written an adult book. You've kind of delved into the world of adult writing. How do you find that as a different, I mean, obviously it's very, very different than writing for children. What led you to that? And I'm just kind of curious what you have in the works. Any more adult novels out there?
Yes, I'm trying desperately to finish the second one because it was a two-book contract. The first book was, and I'm horribly past my deadline, the first book was called Dangerous Admissions, and it was a spoofy mystery that takes place on the Upper West Side in Manhattan, where I live, and a lot of it centers on a school that was quite like the one both my boys went to.
Mm-hmm.
The college admissions advisor is found dead in the first chapter.
Isn't that like everybody's dream? Like, all the kids out there that are applying to colleges, they just want to see that happen.
And the guy who was in charge of college counseling at their school was a lovely, lovely man.
Right.
The idea came to me the day after we dropped off our younger son at his dorm freshman year.
Yes.
College, and I thought, we're done with that process.
Yes.
The idea for this came.
Yeah, yeah. I just, my last one just started college as well, so I know it's a chapter that you're happy to close, the whole college admissions thing.
Yes.
It's definitely grueling for parents as well as for kids. So it sounds like you're kind of enjoying shifting gears a little bit.
Yeah, I find it much harder to write for adults. It's more fun to write for kids. The first book took me, the Dangerous Admissions took me 3.5 years to finish.
Sounds like you're a lot more in touch with your inner child.
Maybe so.
Yes, yes. I'm speaking with Jane O'Connor. She's the author of Fancy Nancy and the Mermaid Ballet, the latest in the series of Fancy Nancy books. And I'm also pleased to tell all our listeners that your partner, your illustrator, Robin Price Glasser, is coming to Nashville. She's going to be here March 4th at Parnassus Books. Books doing a book signing. So, you know, and one of the cool things, Parnassus Books is a new bookstore, and it is one of the owners is a local author here in the Nashville area. And it's
Ann Patch.
Yeah, very popular and very beloved in Nashville. And I'm kind of curious what you've been finding out there in the world of independent bookstores, because that's also kind of a big struggle in the world of books these days.
Yes, well, you know, as we know, borders closed last year, and from things I've read in publishing industry magazines, the independent stores have found that once again they are taking up some of that business that that borders had. I'm all for books being sold in any way possible.
Sure.
But I know that for the first Fancy Nancy book, independent stores, independent bookstores really championed and hand-sold the book. People would come and say, I'm looking for a book for a little girl, and somebody at the store would say, ah, I've got something for you.
Right.
So there's something about a community bookstore where the people who are running the store are really in touch with their customers, their reading habits. That's just terrific.
Yeah, and you know, there's really now only a handful of them in our city. A large local independent bookstore just recently closed its doors last year, and so you know, it's a blessing to have something like Parnassus that sort of steps into the void along with some of the others that are here in town. And it's really fun, and of course they bring in these authors, folks like you, that allow the readers, and I'm sure it's going to be a smash, because
Robin is far fancier than I am. And
well, and having been a former ballerina, she's really going to, I'm sure, play it up big for the little one.
An outfit for this tour that is just unbelievable.
Very fancy, I'm sure.
Oh, beyond fancy. There isn't a word to describe.
Well, you know, and it's great because that's the audience, right? All these little kids and their parents really want to go over the top, and I'm sure she'll be matched by a lot of little girls coming in dressed pretty fancy too, I would think.
That's it. And I only had boys. I have two grown sons. So for me,
so this really is a wonderful way to live vicariously through your characters. I take it.
Got to play dress up.
Yes.
So this is payback time.
Right. Right. And of course, you know, that's the other interesting thing, is that this new generation of kids, little ones, I think there's less of a gender divide in terms of the things they read. And of course, you're not going to see a lot of little boys dressing up like ballerinas, but it's fun to kind of imagine in their heads their own version of a male Fancy Nancy, or someone who would really kind of be over the top in their head and ideas and be really creative. And
you know, the most rabid fans are little girls, but teachers have told me, because teachers do a lot with vocabulary enrichment and using books, that little boys really like them because she gets herself into such messes.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's a little bit like Junior I Love Lucy.
Sounds like you've got the perfect mix, because you've got that sensibility from raising boys, so you can write a character who's kind of getting into trouble all the time, but you get to live out the dress up and girly fantasy too. So
in the first book, she gets parfaits all over her. In the second book, a little puppy vomits on her.
Nice. Yes, little boys do love a lot of vomit. I know that for a fact, because I have two of them myself. But anyway, it's been great talking to you. Just want to remind our listeners, it's Fancy Nancy and the Mermaid Ballet, and I guess it's available now pretty much anywhere you can find books. But go to Parnassus Books on March 4th, and you can get your copy of the book and have it signed by the illustrator, Robin Price Glasser. And, of course, if folks want to get the app, they can just go to the iTunes store, the App Store on their phone or iPad, correct?
Yes.
Sounds wonderful. I've been speaking with Jane O'Connor, the author of Fancy Nancy and the Mermaid Ballet. Even if you don't have little ones, if you have grandkids, go out and see the book. Go look online at the app. It's just a ton of fun. And even for us grown-up Fancy Nancys, it's really fun to revisit that part of our lives, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, thank you, Jane. It's a pleasure to talk to you, and good luck with the book, and good luck with your next adult novel. I'm looking forward to that.
Thank you. And thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I love having children's authors, all authors on my show, but it's really a special treat. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.